We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Jason Smith joins us here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. He is the president and CEO. And we'll get into our next topic here in a moment. We do have a quick phone call, so we'll go to the phone lines. Robert is standing by. Good morning. Robert, go ahead.
Can the Zoom calls hear the phone calls?
I think so. You can hear Jason?
Yes.
All right,
with the talking about the economic engine, you know, the 600-pound gorilla in the room is that I-70 economic engine. And especially now with the airlines being unreliable, more people are jumping in the vehicle and going. And with this weekend, I-70 is going to be closed from Colorado west. And without having the people end up at the gates at Hayes when they close it down, corporate can stay anywhere, and the housing, overnight housing, is available here. And with the families out there that don't want to get into the snow tires and chains routine, if they can even get past the gate, they don't realize that there's a family-friendly overnight stays here with facilities for the family in Manhattan. What can we do about using that economic engine of I-70. Thank you.
You want me to go ahead on that?
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, obviously, having an interstate close to your community is an incredible opportunity. We have our Convention Visitors Bureau, which I know you talk to Karen on a monthly basis, and she can probably address this better than I can. But they have a marketing strategy all along Interstate 70, and including billboards, including what they do in their visitor centers, and making sure that people that are traveling along that road know about Manhattan. We looked into getting a billboard right at that interchange at 177 and I-70, and we because of the changes in the beautification laws, in the federal beautification laws, we can't get a billboard on property within visual distance. So that was a bit of a disappointment, because we thought we could maybe do something there. I think understanding that, what that strategy is, might be a good question for Karen when she comes on.
All right. Thanks for the call. We're going to talk a little bit about the Flint Hills Regional Council, and I've been following this here for about the last month. There's been some debate from the counties here in the region whether or not to stay with the Flint Hills Regional Council, and both Riley and Pottawatomie County wrestle with this decision, because they did raise their membership dues, which are due at the end of this month. After a lot of talk in Pottawatomie County, they ultimately decided to stay in it, and I think it was last week or the week before, Riley County opted to go ahead and not renew its membership, at least for the time being, until they get some more information. But it was kind of interesting, because I know that is kind of an economic driver here for the region. A lot of entities are within that. I think there's about 24. And I just kind of wanted to get kind of your thoughts a little bit on that, Jason.
Yeah. And again, I'm not engaged on a day-to-day basis with the Flint Hills Regional Council. So some of the issues that I think Raleigh County brought up are important to get answered. And to those entities that are paying dues. But in general terms, I believe the fifth community I've been in and worked on economic development. And generally, in most of those communities, it has been an incredible relationship we've had with our regional council of governments, particularly those that have an economic development district designation, and the opportunities that creates in terms of identifying federal funding for projects and identifying or coordinating regional economic development efforts and projects. So where we became more involved with first of all, I think historically, the Flint Hills Regional Council was brought together in part to assist with retaining and providing greater opportunities for Fort Riley. And that, of course, is incredibly important to this region and is, you know, is probably, it is without question, definitely the most prominent economic driver in this region. And so we have to be diligent to support Fort Riley, and the regional council historically has done that. But even more recently, we became involved with the regional council when Christy Rodriguez moved from our office to the regional council. And Christy, of course, was working on, in our office, Region Reimagined. And what we were challenged with within the chamber was, you know, Region Reimagined is a regional economic development strategy. And what we were challenged with internally was the constant pull and push between regional versus economic development and the prioritization and how do you do those things hand in hand. And because we all are very interested in improving the region, but at the same time, we're also very interested in improving our economic development capacity in the community. So when Christy moved over there, it seemed to create a natural opportunity for her to take the regional components of Region Reimagined and work on them collectively in that office. Number one, it's a lot more neutral ground and perceived to be that way at the Flint Hills Regional Council than it would be in an individual chamber, right? Because individual chambers have responsibilities to their communities. So that was a natural fit. At the same time, Christy identified, and we applauded the opportunity to apply for an economic development district, which included the creation of a consolidated economic development strategy for the region. To do that, she got a grant. Their grant required a match, and the Manhattan Chamber, along with the Pot County Economic Development Corporation, some entities in Junction City, and as well as some of the other rural counties, have all pledged funding over 3 years to match that grant, because we think that regional economic development is one of the most important things we can take on collectively. And we're very excited about what opportunities that might create. Again, that doesn't mean that there aren't questions that need to be answered. Obviously, when you get your dues raised, and I think they felt like that there was sort of a last minute request, then that's always going to create the scenario where people are going to want to know why, and people are going to want to know what you're going to do with it. And so asking that question, I think, is certainly important. And we're not going to tell a governing body they should or shouldn't be in it. But we plan to continue to support the efforts to complete the consolidated economic development strategy, which is not just the three counties, it's a seven county effort. So that even brings in more opportunities. And then getting the economic development district designation from EDA, which we think would generate some new opportunities for funding, whether it's infrastructure grants for communities or other programs that might come down. Having a development district in our community certainly enhances our capacity to attract those dollars. And so we're hopeful that people will at least keep an open mind and look at that. And if there's ways, obviously Christy leaving creates a bit of a gap. And so, you know, whatever we can do to help that board transition to a new director, hopefully all the governing bodies will allow that new director to come in and determine a path forward and maybe in some cases let them come back and resubmit an application for funding. But in the meantime, we continue to support their efforts and will continue to be part of the economic development strategy process.
All right. Well, and Ed, have you heard anything from as far as a timeline of how soon they plan to have a new director installed there? I know she left in like late November.
Yeah, I haven't. I know they have a board meeting in the morning, so potentially that could be one of the topics that they're going to discuss. But yeah, and it was, you know, obviously Christy moved with her spouse, and I think they tried to she stayed on and did a lot of that remotely. I think it'd be exceptionally hard to run a regional economic development organization when you don't live in the region. I'm sure she did a great job because Christy's very capable and very intelligent. But that's going to be a key element of this process, is attracting somebody to that position with the ability to work in multiple communities, wear a lot of different hats, and at the same time, I think, clarify some of the financial challenges that organization has faced over the years and come up with a plan to become, I guess, a little more solvent maybe than they are right now.
All right. 9:49 here on News Radio KMAN. We're going to step aside. We'll have one final segment here with Jason Smith in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.